بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي مالك الحارث بن العاصم الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهور شطر الإيمان، والحمد لله تملأ الميزان، وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض، والصلاة نور، والصدقة برهان، والصبر ضياء، والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك. كل الناس يخلو فبائع نفسه فمهتقها أو موبقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We are reading this hadith with very great and beautiful teachings. Different subjects are discussed. We have discussed that the baki, cleanliness, and not outward cleanliness, but baki, that is being with wuzu, being in a state of ghusl, is half of iman. And alhamdulillah fills the whole span of the scales on the day of qiyamah. And subhanallah and alhamdulillah fills the whole place between the skies and the earth. And that namaz is noor, and we little more explanation of namaz, and then that sadaqah, charity, is a proof for a person, and sabr, making sabr, is light for a person. Today's discussion is with regard to Quran Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith says, "Wal Quran hujjatul laka aw alayka." The Quran is a proof for you, or it is a proof against you. It is a witness for you, or it is a witness against you. Quran is a great, great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. And it is, if we don't appreciate it, it will be a great evidence against us. The Quran will serve as proof and evidence in favor of a person who holds firm to its commands and practice upon them. That we fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif, and ulama have explained that there are few basic rights, there are much more, but few that we must have iman on the Quran. Iman on every aspect of the Quran, whether it is with capital punishment which is written, whether it is with inheritance, whether it is that interest is haram, all the commands of all that we must have iman on. If we are not practicing, we must admit our weakness, but we must not say change the we must have iman on everything of the Quran Sharif. And then second, love of the Quran Sharif. Today perhaps we have to decide for ourselves, is the love of the cell phone more or the love of the Quran Sharif more? Do we love our own desires more or the Quran Sharif more? Then respect and honor of the Quran Sharif. We must have the greatest respect and honor. No sign of disrespect must be shown to the Quran. Then we have to learn the Quran, and learning the Quran Sharif is from the cradle to the grave. All the time, we can never master the Quran. We have to keep on learning it all the time. And then to practice upon the Quran. That we should try and endeavor to practice on every command of the Quran, and then to teach and propagate the Quran Sharif. We must be a means, practically, physically ourselves, or a means in order to practice the Quran. We must be never an obstacle in the propagation of the Quran by making other types of education compulsory, by putting our children in such places that they don't have time for the Quran. They have to study so much other things that even a hafiz of the Quran hasn't got time. Forget making dur, even reading the Quran he doesn't get time. So we should be no obstacles in that way. The Quran Sharif we should honor. On the other hand, it will serve as proof and evidence against a person who fails to practice upon it. If we do not observe the rights of the Quran, Allah protect us all, forgive us all, then if the Quran brings a case against us in the court of Allah, we stand no chance whatsoever. As it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the Quran will come and lay charges against people, those who did not observe the Quran as it is supposed to be observed. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's dua is recorded in the Quran. Wa qala ar-rasul ya rabbi inna qaumi ittakhadhu hadha al-quran mahjura. That the Quran, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will complain that, oh Allah, my people, they have divorced themselves from the Quran. As if we have got nothing, we should think that how do we read Quran Sharif daily? What is our attachment to Quran Sharif? Quran Sharif has got great, great rights upon us. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. On account of this kitab, Al-Quran, Allah will make nations to rise in the world. They will have great honor, not because of university degrees, not on account of our money and our properties, etc., but on account of the Quran. وَيَضَعُوا بِهِ آخَرِينَ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And other people will be destroyed because they did not have honor and respect and fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is a very great kitab. We all have to think, what is my attachment with Quran? Am I reading it daily? Am I learning it? And am I means of propagating it or what? So this also is taught in this hadith, that the Quran Sharif is a proof for you or it will be a proof against you. And in the court of Allah Ta'ala, we stand no chance whatsoever. We can't get any other QC, any other advocate, anyone to fight our case. It will be we and with Allah Ta'ala and our actions. So Allah give us tawfiq that the Quran Sharif, we have the greatest respect for it, we fulfill the rights of it, and of course we are weak, we falter, that we continuously we ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, that we don't fool because of not fulfilling the rights of the Quran Sharif and any other aspect also of deen where we are weak, we have to continuously make tawbah and istighfar. May Allah be merciful to us and guide us to righteousness and forgive us all our shortcomings.